I want you to listen to me. I want you to digest me. I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
You just made the list!
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow wrestling fanatics around the world, prepare yourself for podcasting perfection. Here is your host, Dwayne Hadley.
On this episode of the Dwayne Hadley Podcast, we are honored to have a member of Brew City Wrestling. He is not only a professional wrestler, but also a high school student, so we're going to have a very interesting conversation to have with him. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Onyx Andretti. Onyx, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, great. For those that are not familiarized with who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into wrestling.
Well, as you said earlier, I'm a high school student that's a professional wrestler. For Brew City Wrestling, I started training over the summer, and how I got to know Frank, I actually was going to Summerfest one day, and I saw that Brew City Wrestling was going to be there, so I went on their website and saw that they had a training center, and it had Frank's contact info on it, and I contacted Frank, and then I started training.
Wow. What was that first experience like when you first, for those that aren't familiarized, when we're talking about Frank, we're talking about Frankie DeFalco, former AWA superstar. What was the experience like for you that first time that you met Frankie?
It was actually intimidating because I respect Frank a lot. He's done a lot in this business, and it was just, I was like really nervous because, you know, becoming a professional wrestler, I knew I had to put a lot of work into it.
Right.
And I knew I was going to put my body through hell for for a while, but it's worth it. But Frank's a great guy. But yeah, it was nice.
For those that aren't in the Wisconsin area, give us a little bit of an insight of what is Brew City Wrestling? How does Brew City Wrestling, you know, how are they different from all the other independent wrestling organizations, and what can people expect when they go, if they end up going to a BCW event?
Well, first they can expect a great show. Brew City always makes the fans happy with their matches, with their talent. All the talent, they're really respectful, and they're great workers, great wrestlers, and I haven't heard any fans say anything negative about Brew City, so I definitely recommend to come out to a Brew City show.
So do I. As a matter of fact, I went to my very first one on Friday the 17th of this month, and I tell you what, dude, it's an experience that it's hard to explain as a fan. You have to go to see it. If someone's in the Wisconsin area, how can somebody get information about Brew City Wrestling, when the next event is, where it's at, where can they go to get information?
You can go on BrewCityWrestling1.com, and also we have a Facebook page at Brew City Wrestling. We always post updates on shows and when upcoming shows are, and actually a really important show coming up personally to me is actually at my high school, March 25th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be a great time.
Well, talking about high school, what's the atmosphere like? You're in high school. You're a wrestler. How do people react in your high school when you say, oh, I'm a professional wrestler?
Well, honestly, they think it's really cool. Like, they're like, wait, you're a professional wrestler and you're in high school? that's awesome. But a lot of people, like, they always, like, ask me, like, why did I become a professional wrestler, and, you know, just my lifestyle, and, everyone supports it at my school. I haven't heard anything negative at my school at all about me being a professional wrestler, which is very nice, so I'm really looking forward to doing the show there.
Well, that brings up an excellent question, because you actually asked it, and I'm gonna ask it to you. Why are you, Onyx Andretti, a professional wrestler? Why are you a professional wrestler? Why didn't you go into something? You know, I'm like, no disrespect, you're a great wrestler. No disrespect to any wrestlers. I don't want to get Max Holiday, by the way, BCW's heavyweight champion. I don't want him to break down my door and start kicking my butt. Why did you decide to become a professional wrestler?
Well, I've always had a passion for professional wrestling, and ever since I was a baby, before I could even walk, I had professional wrestling in my blood because my grandpa would actually take me to wrestling shows at the Bradley Center.
Oh, wow.
He'd take me to local indie shows when I was a little kid. And, yeah, I actually dedicate a lot of what I've been doing to my grandfather, because without him, I don't think I'd be a professional wrestler. And it's just, it's a huge honor to finally, you know, live a childhood dream, you know.
Well, before you got into professional wrestling, before you were a wrestler, what did you do before? I mean, you're in high school, man. It's not like, oh, before I was a professional wrestler, I was a real estate agent. What? Tell us a little bit about yourself before you got into wrestling. Outside of, because you just said that your grandfather introduced you to wrestling. What did you do before you became an independent wrestler?
Actually, I was a mixed martial artist.
Oh, wow.
Before I became a professional wrestler. And that's how I consider from my getting my striking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bring my striking from mixed martial arts. I did that pretty much since I was a kid all the way till I was 15.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's really what I did. I also did a lot of other sports. I played football. I did soccer as a little kid, and baseball and basketball. So I was a really athletic.
Well, you know, being in high school and everything, if we may ask, you know, how old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 17 years old. Ladies, if you're listening, we've got an independent wrestler. Are you dating right now?
No, I'm not actually.
Listeners, not only is this a professional wrestling podcast, but yours truly, the host of the Dwayne Alley podcast, is playing the dating game. There's got to be ladies out there. If anybody, Onyx, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, maybe a lady would like to meet you, take you out for a burger, because you're not old enough to have alcohol. What's your Twitter account? How can they get a hold of you from on Twitter? You know, without being creepy, of course.
Well, my Twitter is at Onyx Andretti. I also have an Instagram at Onyx.Andretti, and Facebook, my fan page, of course, at Onyx Andretti, but all my social media is Onyx Andretti.
Onyx Andretti, fantastic. Well, I doubt you expected me to ask you that. That's the thing about the Dwayne Hadley podcast. I ask the questions people don't expect. Another question I want to ask is, you know what, here's the thing. I was talking to one of your fellow wrestlers that is part of Bruce City Wrestling by the name of Aesop Mitchell.
Oh, God.
First of all, I was asking, I'm like, well, there's got to be something that I can ask Onyx, because this is, you know, this is an episode you and I met on the 17th. Mr. DeFalco, thank you, Mr. DeFalco, allowed me to go behind the curtain, which was like, holy cow. It's like, it was like walking through the cupboard or the closet to Narnia. I went to Narnia, people. The Narnia of wrestling. And I met the wrestlers. I met our guest. I met, you know, so many different people. And I asked him, I'm like, the question I asked him, like, I've got Onyx on the show. Any questions you suggest I ask him. He said, and I quote, let me pull it up. Let's see. He said, and I quote, he's a great kid. First of all, he said you're a great kid. And he stated, ask him about the people he's met and what he's learned from them. Who have you met, Onyx? This is, Aesop's asking me to ask you this, man. So, you know, don't mess it up. Who have you met and what have you learned from them?
Well, of course, I've met Frankie and Matt. They both trained me, and Matt taught me a lot. He's taught me how to wrestle, of course, and also the psychology of wrestling. You know, and you know, teaching me how to pretty much just survive in professional wrestling, and so has Frank, and also taught me a lot of psychology. He's actually taught me a lot more about chain wrestling, which I really appreciate.
Oh, wow.
He strengthened my knowledge on chain wrestling, so thank you, Derek.
Now,
and of course, the Bruce City locker room, I've learned a lot of
things
from the guys in the locker room.
Is that what to expect as a professional wrestler in Bruce City Wrestling? The locker room is like one tight family. Everybody's teaching everybody something.
Yeah, it's literally we're all family.
Oh, that's good. So. That's good, especially. Oh, well, let me ask, because there's one thing you hear about wrestling back in the day, more than likely before you were even considered. It was think of yourself, stab someone in the back, do what it takes for you to get ahead. And you're stating that Bruce City Wrestling, you're a family. That's fantastic to hear. What's your take on wrestling today, especially since you're a high schooler?
Wrestling today, I consider it to be way more different than it was back then.
Oh, really? How so?
Like, when I used to watch, like, the WWF, like, on the network,
mm-hmm.
like, what they did back then was more, I could say, like, fighting. Like, I always think of, like, fighting. Like, Stone Cold's gonna beat the crap out of The Rock.
Right.
And today, I think of the athleticism, the getting the crowd to go, like, holy, you know.
Yeah.
So it's
definitely a whole different,
a whole different
atmosphere now than it was back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could say that I lived when the WWF and the Attitude Era was around, but sadly, I wasn't.
Sadly, you weren't even you weren't even born back then, dude. You're a high school student. A high school student of the Dwayne Hadley podcast wants to hook you up on a date. Here's the thing, dude. We need to have you on again soon, and we're going to do a special segment called Ask Onyx on a Date. I think that would be a great segment for the show. Get you hooked up. What kind of girl are you looking for, man? What's the kind of girl outside? Well, she's got to be a wrestling fan, first of all. Well, does she need to be a wrestling fan?
Of course. Definitely needs to be a wrestling fan.
What are you looking for? What kind of a person are you looking for? Tall, short, blonde, brown, no hair? Are you looking for a woman with no hair at all?
I mean, I'd like to have a woman with hair on her head, but I don't want to date Mr. Clean here. Come on.
No, hey. The Dwayne Hadley podcast is neither approving or condoning that comment. No, I'm kidding.
I'm sorry, Mr. Clean, if you're listening.
He's sitting there with his hands crossed, and you're just sitting there. He's not even smiling. He's doing the one tear. What are the road trips like?
Darn, Onyx is ready.
Do you have any good road trip stories?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty. The thing that I have to be careful with is that this is a family show, so that kind of takes away half my road trip stories. But actually, one that I find pretty funny was actually on last Saturday. I went up to the UP for UPW with Bruiser JP and Bruiser's wife and Tyler Sunday.
Okay.
And when we got to Michigan, we were at a stoplight. And there was a sign saying Escanaba, like welcome to Escanaba.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt rolled down, or the Bruiser rolled down his window, and he asked like a random old guy,
yeah,
"Where's Escanaba? I don't know where Escanaba is." And the funny part is the guy's face was priceless. He looked at the guy, Bruiser, like, "What in the world is this guy drunk or something?" Like, there's a big sign literally right there saying welcome to Escanaba, and this guy's asking me, "Where is Escanaba?"
Oh,
but
wow,
I thought that
dude.
Was really funny. And then he also messed with him a little bit later. He's like, "Oh, where's Burger King?" And there's freaking Burger King right in front of us. But yeah, that actually made me laugh hard. That was funny.
So do you always carpool with Bruiser, or is there other people that you carpool with?
For the past month, I've actually traveled with Bruiser a lot. But I've also traveled with Aesop a few times, Frankie, and I've been in the car with Sierra, okay, Sunday, Sean Priest, but yeah,
a lot of these people,
but mainly Bruiser.
A lot of these people, Frankie want to introduce me to, like I said, on the 17th, and I'm hopefully going to get them on the show talking about Aesop, because Aesop has agreed, and I quote, he wants to come onto this show sometime. Tell us your best, remember, family friendly, Aesop Mitchell story. You ain't got one, do ya?
Well, all my Aesop stories are, I don't think they're family friendly, but besides the fact that I had a feud with him December, and he had to have his trainer, Derek St. Holmes, cheat to have Aesop go over. So I want my revenge on Aesop. That's all I can really say, story-wise.
Now, since you've been part of Bruce City Wrestling, you've gone on the road trips, the ride-alongs with your fellow wrestlers. For one time only, I want to hear a story. I want to hear one of your road stories. It does not have to be family-friendly. It doesn't have to be family-friendly. I'm giving you this deal, man. Share with us one story. I don't care how weird it is. What's your weirdest road story?
Honestly, my weirdest story would probably have to be this past Saturday. Okay. I went up to UPW with my trainer, the Beer City Bruiser, and the Moth of the Midwest JP, Bruiser's wife, and Tyler Sunday. And we got to Michigan, and Bruiser rolled down his window and asked this random old guy, "Where's Escanaba?"
Okay.
And the funny part is that there was a big freaking sign saying "Welcome to Escanaba" right next to this guy's car, and the old guy looks at Bruiser like, "What the hell is wrong with this guy?"
Oh wow!
And it was, I thought that was pretty funny. Also, one thing about Bruiser, he loves to mess with people.
Really?
And so do I.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, you know, I think you get the point. But We went to a gas station. We stopped at a gas station. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it was. It was on the way up to the UP. And we walked into the gas station, and the cashier is just, like, staring at Bruiser and I, like, you know, just staring at us walk in, you know, saying hello or whatever. Right. And Bruiser's, like, randomly out of nowhere just, "Hello, Chuck." And, like, he wasn't, I don't know if his real name was Chuck or whatever, but it was funny because I was walking to the bathroom, and I looked behind my shoulder, and I kind of gave, like, a smirk to Bruiser, and we kind of, like, you know, smirked at each other. We went into the bathroom, and Bruiser was like, "I really hope his name was Chuck."
Well, if Chuck is listening, I'm definitely going to have to, if I ever get Bruiser on the show, I'm going to have to ask him, "How's Chuck doing?"
Yeah, but that was pretty funny.
Oh, that sounds like something that's hilarious. You know, here's the thing, man. To his defense, let's not forget, Bruiser is not exactly a young chicken. You're young. You're young. So when you get to a certain age, because Bruiser and I are in the same, I think he's like a year or two older than I am, or 10, I don't know how old. You start losing your memory.
Oh, no, don't tell me that, man.
I'm sorry, what were we talking about? I'm kidding. no. what other kind of jobs have you done besides, before you were an independent wrestler, you had to have had a job. Do you still have a job outside of high school, you know, being you got to get your high school diploma. Are you doing other types of jobs besides being an indie wrestler?
Right now, at the moment, I'm not, because I really want to focus on wrestling and getting my name out there.
Okay.
I've been pretty much wrestling every weekend, so, and then I also have training during the week in school, so I don't want to, like, add more pressure with having a job at the moment, but definitely over the summer, I'm thinking about getting a job, maybe like lifeguarding or something. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, I bet you would. And once again, this is how you can get the ladies, man. You're sitting there on that big, you're sitting there, you know, your shirt's off, you're wearing the red shorts, you got a whistle. I don't know how things are nowadays. I haven't been in, I don't know. and you tell them, like, how you doing? My name is Onyx. I'm a professional wrestler. You're going to get so many phone numbers, bro. You're going to get so many phone numbers. I mean, don't even mention the fact that you wrestle with somebody like, you know, Bruiser. And it, well, that might bring, you know, more ladies because everybody loves Beer City Bruiser. When I was talking to you on Facebook when we were preparing for this, you said something about a Taco Bell story.
Oh, God.
I don't really remember exactly how you said it. Why don't you share your Taco Bell story with everybody listening?
The Taco Bell story. This actually happened a few weeks back at training. One of my fellow trainers that I trained with took me home. And on the way to my house, I was like, oh, crap, I forgot my phone. So the guy I trained with called Frankie saying, hey, Onyx forgot his phone at the training center. We want to get it. Can we please pick it up? And Frank was like, well, I'm already on the expressway. I'm going to be home in a little bit. But can you please give me Taco Bell so I could have dinner because I'm hungry? So we were like, okay, well, we're right by the training school because, like, we just left. We're like, how about we just turn around, we get my phone, then we go to Taco Bell. So we get to the training center, and Aesop and Sierra were there. We pull up, and the weird part was is that I see Frank's car in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, Frank must be here. This is really weird. He just said he was on the expressway.
Right.
So Troy calls Frank again saying, hey, your car's here. Where are you? He's like, oh, my stomach's not feeling well. I had one of his friends pick him up and took him home. And we were like, oh, okay, I guess he left his car here overnight. Whatever, that's just a normal thing to do on a daily basis, right?
Right.
So we get out the car, and Dave and Sierra, they're like, oh, hey, do you guys have the toggles? We're like, no. They're like, okay, bye. They go in the car, and they leave.
Okay.
So Troy and I are standing in the parking lot, like, what the heck are we going to do? Like, we don't have a key, and your phone's in the training school, and it's a school night. You want to go home.
Right.
It's late. It's like 9 o'clock at night. You want to go home. And I was like, yeah. And the guy I was training, the guy I was with, he was getting super pissed. He's like, man, I've been waiting here for like 20 minutes.
Jeez.
This is some bull. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
This better not be a rib, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know. I highly doubt this is a rib. I think something's up. And I was like, you know what? How about this? We go to Taco Bell, we get the tacos, and we come back, and hopefully Dave and Aesop and Sierra are back at the training school.
Right.
And so we went to go get the tacos. We came back, and Aesop was there. We gave him the tacos. He unlocked the door because he had the key. I got my phone, and I left. So we're out on the way home to my house, him dropping me off. We see that Frank's live on Facebook saying, eating tacos with Aesop and Sierra. And Troy and I watched it, and they were at the training school eating the tacos that we just got for Frank.
Oh, jeez.
So we were really ticked because...
I saw that video. I saw that video, man, and I'm thinking, this is before I even knew what Aesop looked like. And if for anybody that has no clue what Aesop looks like, Google Aesop Mitchell. The guy, he looks good. He looks good for having, you know, a scraggly beard, and he's, you know, he's a great guy. And I'm thinking, who the heck is this guy? And then that was Sierra?
Yeah, that was Sierra.
Because I've interviewed Aesop Sierra, but I met Sierra at the event. I'm hoping to get her on this real soon. And like, okay, they're sitting there praying about tacos, okay?
Yep.
So you guys bought the tacos, and they ate the...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I swear, this just smells like the perfect reason for a in-ring fight.
Yeah, at the time I was really ticked, and then the funny part of this story is, I woke up the next morning, and this is the first thing I say, that was a pretty good rib. They got me. And that's the first thing I say when I wake up the next morning. But yeah, they got us really good. So props to Aesop, Sierra, and Frankie for pulling that rib. That was really funny.
Wow. Where do you see yourself in the next 10 years as a professional wrestler? Do you plan on, you know, I don't want to start anything like, oh, he doesn't plan on staying with Brew City Wrestling, but where do you see yourself in 10 years as a professional wrestler? What do you want to do? What are your goals? That's a better question. That's a better way to ask the question.
Well, I actually have multiple goals for professional wrestling. I want to, of course, I want to make a name for myself across the Midwest and eventually around, you know, the world.
Right.
I really want to wrestle in Japan.
Oh, cool.
Europe would be really cool to wrestle in.
Nice.
But I'm sure everyone knows, but the main goal is to be in World Wrestling Entertainment, the WWE.
Oh, yeah, that's where everybody wants to go. That's where everybody wants to go.
But mainly my goal right now is, like, at the moment, is just make a name for myself and entertain the fans and put a show on for them. I want them to go home happy.
Right. Now, one question I do want to ask you. Like I said, I went to my first event. Who in the world was that guy? Because if you haven't been to a BCW match, let me explain something to you listeners. I'm sitting there, row two. If I look to my left, there's the curtain to the entrance. If I look behind me, there's the way to get out of the building. There was, all of a sudden, you hear the theme song to Saved by the Bell, and this guy comes out in these weird 1980s clothes, weird glasses and everything. Who the heck was that? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Do you know which match this was?
No, Frankie was standing there. He was talking about some stuff, and then all of a sudden you hear,
"Oh,
Saved by the Bell music."
Dweeb.
And I'm sitting there. I'm like, "Who the heck?"
Dweeb.
Because first of all, I guess apparently Screech lives in the area. Who cares, really? And this guy comes out. I'm like, "Who the heck is that?" And the funny thing is, as soon as I'm thinking that, I look right at Frankie, and he's sitting there. And I was like, "What the heck was that? Who was that?"
Oh, yeah, honestly, that guy, I don't even know who that guy is, but I know he was dressed like a dweeb, correct?
Yes.
And he was walking around the ring, and he tripped in the ring, I think.
Yes,
if I'm correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I talked to Frank about that guy, and we don't know. That guy was just a random guy that dresses up like he's, I don't know.
Oh, good God. You guys need better security. You guys need better security. Talking about security.
Yes, there's security. Come on, guys.
Come on, get with it, man.
One thing
that was interesting. One thing that was really interesting when I was at the match. And first of all, let me just state, and you can relay this message to the entire BCW talent. You guys gave the best show I've ever seen, and I watched WWE. This was better.
Thank you.
Watching what you guys did on the 17th, I would rather watch that on TV than Monday Night Raw. Let me just say, that's how good it was.
Well, thank you. I'm sure all the guys will be happy to hear that.
And I'm not just sucking up. I'm not just sucking up hoping that Frankie will give me a managerial position during an event. No, okay. It's all honestly, you know, all seriousness. You guys have a really great show. But that one dweeb, I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm sitting there, and I looked at my friends, and I'm like, really? I got one friend of mine laughing so hard, soda's coming out of his nose. I got another friend of mine.
That's not a fun experience for me.
No, it's not. You know what hurts? You know what hurts even more? Have you ever had wasabi?
Oh, yeah.
I used to hate it years ago. Now, mind you, man, I'm 34. So back when I was 23, 22, I used to work at a resort about 15 minutes from where I'm at right now in the great state of Wisconsin. And I worked at a resort. I was a deli cook, which meant I made pizzas, hamburgers, hot dogs, all that stuff. And not the sous chef, but the head supervising chef said, "Dwayne will give you $20 if you'll down two tablespoons of pure wasabi." I was an idiot back then, dude. This is why I always advise, don't take dares, because some of them are stupid. I'm like, okay, sure. I take a spoon. This is not your normal cereal spoon. This is like a little bigger spoon. They had it nicely piled on there, and I just down it. I'm standing there. Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting there. I run to a trash can trying to puke, brother. Oh, I'm going to die. I'm literally just blurting out, "I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Tell my wife I love her." And they're just sitting there taking their phones. And they're calling people, like, "Oh, this idiot kid did this and did that." And they're taking pictures with one of them had one of those disposable cameras and took pictures of me doing this. I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" Like, oh, That stuff hurts. And the worst part is when you let out, if you fart or let out a bowel movement, it hurts even more.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it hurts. Yeah. It's like that old saying, it hurts more coming out than it did going in. And like, oh my gosh. So anyway, dude, this has been fun. I definitely enjoyed it. Thank you so much for coming on. Before we go, what advice do you have for anybody that wants to consider becoming a professional wrestler or has already gotten in the process? Because I've got a friend of mine on Twitter that is going to be starting his training. What advice do you have?
My best advice is just prepare yourself, because when you first start, it's going to be really rough on your body. So I definitely recommend hit the weight room, you know. Oh, and shave your armpits. Please shave your armpits. I don't want Sasquatch's armpit on my face. So.
Oh, my gosh.
So shave your armpits, but just my best advice is just stay motivated. You really need to be motivated to be a professional wrestler, because you're going to have days where you're just like, oh, my body hurts. I don't know if I could train today, but you got to tell yourself you got to do it and you got to fight through it, because you're not going to get better without training. So I just recommend just to train and just stay motivated.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again. Again, thank you so much for coming on one last time. So not only the ladies can hear it, but everyone else can, if they want to get into contact with you. What's your, how can they get a hold of you via social media? One last time.
My Facebook is at Onyx Andretti. My Twitter page is also at Onyx Andretti, and I also have an Instagram at onyx.andretti.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for coming on the show, man, and I hope we can do this real soon. Maybe I'll see you. Next time I see you in a match, I definitely want to shake your hand, because this has been a very entertaining, and I'm going to have to ask Frank one day about the tacos. Frank and Aesop and even Sarah, because this whole taco thing was hilarious. And not only, okay, let me ask you one last thing before we go. How did the whole Huggy Bear, because they kept calling Bruiser Huggy Bear. How long has that been going on? Are you aware?
Apparently it's been going on for a while. A funny story is, we at the road trip to UPW last mm-hmm. Saturday, we actually talked about who originated that. I actually forgot who they said it was, but I think it was people in Illinois, actually.
Oh, wow.
That created Hoagie Bear for Bruiser, and apparently it's
followed. Oh, it's Hoagie. I thought it was Huggy Bear. Okay.
Yeah.
Hoagie Bear sounds a whole lot funnier.
For a while.
Okay. Well, you take it easy, man. And again, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And that's it for the very first episode of the Dwayne Halley Podcast. Thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in. Again, thank you to our guest, Onyx Andretti, and a special shout-out to this fantastic network that has given me an opportunity to share my passion in professional wrestling. Remember, everybody, keep it smooth and classy, and I'll see each and every one of you next time for another episode of the Dwayne Halley Podcast. Later.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is... I want you to listen to me. I want you to digest. I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
You just made the list!